Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the California Angels and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The DH, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Skaggs. Pitching for the California Angels, Jim Dorsey. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Rader. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton catches it and throws to first to double up Grich. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Perez moves to second. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skaggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Perez scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Hoffman scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Perez reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Angels 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Stapleton reaches third base with a triple. Evans scores. Burleson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Bob Ferris now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skaggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Carew reaches second base with a double. Dwyer throws the ball into Hoffman, who tags Carew trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Angels 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to third. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Rader reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Rader trying to get to third. Gritch throws to Lansford, who tags Rader for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor strikes out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gritch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Gritch reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gritch scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Skaggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gil Kupski now playing right field. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Schuller now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Dave Rader. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Hoffman goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Julio Valdez now playing shortstop. Chico Walker now playing second base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. John Harris pinch hits for Dave Skaggs. John Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and California Angels, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.